英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, Happy Mondays。
今天带给大家爷爷奶奶的故事，我们去说一说外国人啊那些尊老爱老敬老扶老的故事。
Yeah, today we're going to talk about old people. Ah, of course we're not going to tell boring stories about old people. No, we're going to tell two very inspiring stories about how to treat older people.
对了，今天呢还是要带给大家 inspiring stories, 那种叫做什么发人深省的 inspiring, 还有意义的啊，能够激励你思考的关于如何对待老年人的这样的故事。好，我们上课铃已经打响了啊，直播间呢已经开放了，欢迎全国各地的小伙伴们都来听直播，跟所有的朋友们一起来听听今天的故事，跟我们学一学，看这个故事里面又能够领悟到什么有意思的道理。尊老敬老呢其实是不分国界的啊，中国人呢是比较讲究respecting the elders.
Yes, that is definitely one thing that I really like about Chinese culture. Like when parents get old, you take them into your house and then you take care of them. Oh, in the Netherlands, if you do that, people would look at you as if you are crazy. Like when people get old in my country, we all put them in elderly homes. We call that. It's like a 养老院. That one. Like, the circumstances in those elderly homes are not bad. Like, it's, my grandmas are both in there and they both like it very much. Like, they meet their friends there, they have things to do, there are a lot of activities to do there. But, yeah, like, I prefer the Chinese way, actually. Like, I wouldn't want my own parents to live in such a house later on.
中西文化交流呢，现在越来越多了哈，外国人呢也开始知道了，尤其是西方人开始知道了中国人呢对待老年人的这个传统是什么啊？ Yeah. 中国人非常讲究这个尊老爱幼哈啊，老年人这个年岁大了以后呢，通常是和自己的孩子住在一起，有孩子子孙来照顾，非常的幸福。
Yeah.
啊，您看刚才那个老师说了，朱莉老师说在荷兰或者是在一些欧洲的国家，老年人上了年纪以后呢，通常都是住在养老院里。
Yeah, it's like very slowly, like the realization kicks in that older people deserve a better treatment. So many people nowadays, they choose to live very close to their parents when they get old, so they can take care of their parents themselves. But yeah, it's only a few people doing that. So yeah, it's for us a strange concept, the whole Chinese way of doing.
今天这两个故事呢，都是关于孙辈和祖辈这两辈人之间的关系，这两辈人之间的故事。第一个故事呢是说奶奶患上了一种老年人患的病，叫阿兹海默症，也就是我们所知道的老年痴呆症。孙女儿呢非常的心疼奶奶啊，然后呢就舍不得让奶奶变老啊，舍不得让她这个逐渐痴呆起来，然后变得亲人都不认识，所以呢就想到一个方法，每天呢跟她一起玩 counting beans 数豆子的游戏。
Yeah, like this story is a real life story actually, written by a girl who explains why she wants to study biology, biochemistry, I believe. She really loves her grandma.
因为他特别喜欢他的奶奶。我们有的时候有的同学吧，从小就跟自己的祖辈关系特别好，跟外公外婆呀爷爷奶奶呀关系特别好，这个女孩就是这样，她跟奶奶关系特别好，她不忍心让奶奶患上这样的疾病，变得有一天连她都认不出来了，所以她和奶奶一起每天数豆子，并且她要将自己的人生投身于寻找攻克阿兹海默症的方法。同学们，这是一个真实的故事。
Yeah.
这篇文章实际上就是一篇入学的申请，因为这个女孩呢想告诉这个她期待的这个专业，她为什么要选择学习这个生物学。
Yeah.
就是因为她为了她的奶奶，她希望以后所有的奶奶和所有的奶奶们爷爷们都不要再得上这样的一种病症。
Yeah, her motivation to go study at a university specialized in like gene technology and gene editing was this letter actually. Like actually, everything she says in this article is all true and it comes from her heart.
对，第一个故事，真实的故事。好，第二个故事呢，是说爷爷哈年老体衰，吃饭的时候呢不能自理，经常什么把豆子又滚落下来啊，牛奶洒得到处都是啊，笨手笨脚的。这一举动呢就激怒了儿子跟儿媳，并且呢对他刻薄以待，给他弄了个木碗，然后呢把他安排在旁边的小桌子上吃饭。14岁的小孙子啊，看见了这一切以后呢，想了一个办法，教训了下自己的父母，让他们学会了尊敬并善待老人。
Yeah, this story is about a couple who treats their, like the parent, the grandfather of the family very bad. Why? Because he's old. He cannot, like, do things, like, appropriately. Like, when he eats, he spills everything on the tablecloth and he makes everything super dirty.They think he is, like, just annoying. They're irritated by him. So, they make him eat separately from the family, from wooden bowls, because he usually breaks stone bowls. One day, the 4-year-old son of the couple shows them that this is not the way how you treat your grandfather.
好，两个好故事都是说到关心那些先于我们老去的人。接下来就有请我们的 Nick 老师给我们做美文朗读。第一个故事 ,Counting Beans, 和奶奶一起数豆子。
Counting Beans. My grandmother suffers from Alzheimer's disease. Seeing her condition deteriorate over time, causing her to drift away from us and knowing there was nothing I could do, created a feeling of hopelessness inside of me. As the years passed and my understanding of the disease grew, my despondency turned first to anger, then resignation, and eventually to acceptance. Though the disease was destined to slowly eat away at my grandmother, there were ways to help slow its process, including the counting of beans. Every night, the two of us would sit together and chat while my grandmother would count. The exercise had a dual effect. It helped to keep her mentally sharp, but also provided a chance for us to grow closer. Gradually, however, her counting became slower, and she would lose track of things more easily. While at night we would count beans, in the day I immersed myself in studies of the science, especially biology. My earlier feelings of hopelessness gave way to optimism. Advances in genetic engineering offered the possibility that one day those like my grandmother could be cured or prevented from developing Alzheimer's in the first place.
好，这是第一个故事的第一部分。我们的故事一呢，单词相当多，同学们要集中注意力，紧张起来，单词呢，刷起来，查起来。
Counting beans. My grandmother suffers from Alzheimer's disease. Seeing her condition deteriorate over time, causing her to drift away from us, and knowing there was nothing I could do, created a feeling of hopelessness in me.
先交代这个故事的一个大致情况，是我的祖母 grandmother。我们说得病呢，可以用一个短语叫 suffer from， 后面加一个病的名字，遭受、承受、患有 Alzheimer's， 就是阿兹海默症这个 disease。
Yeah, this disease is a very serious illness that affects your brain and makes it difficult for those who have it to remember things, and it becomes worse and worse as time passes. There's no real cure yet for this.
这个病症呢，现在也得到了社会上人们越来越多的关注。住了，还不了解的同学赶紧去百度一下 Alzheimer's。 作为学英语的人，你得知道这个单词拼写怎么写怎么读。 Seeing her condition deteriorate， 这里有个单词 deteriorate， 变严重恶化。
Yeah, to become worse and worse over time.
你瞧英文解释这么简单， become worse and worse.
Yeah,
越来越糟，看见他的情况越来越糟，恶化了， over time， 随着时间恶化了。 causing her to
drift away. Well, if someone drifts away from you, then this person slowly becomes more distant from you as time passes. Like a person who drifts away from you starts to see and treat you more and more as a stranger, as if that person doesn't know you anymore.
这个 drift away from somebody 就是典型的写作当中的很形象化的语言。 drift 是漂移， drift away from 就是离什么东西越来越远了，飘得越来越远了。用在人身上，如果是 drift away from someone，那的意思就是说跟某人的距离变得越来越远了。
Causing her to drift away from us and knowing there was nothing I could do created a feeling of hopelessness in me.
看见她的生命呢渐渐的离我们越来越远了，同时呢我们自己也帮不上什么忙。 Nothing I can do， 也不是，我们也不是医生啊。这个时候呢就给人造成一种Created a feeling of hopelessness. Lessness, 这个读音注意一下 Lessness.
Yeah, hopelessness. It's worth practicing that word. It is like a feeling that you are like confused and lost. You don't know what to do anymore.
对 Hopeless, 绝望的啊，没有希望的 Hopelessness 就是绝望，作为一个名词，就令我感觉呢非常的绝望。
As the years passed,And my understanding of the disease grew. My despondency turned first into anger, then resignation, and eventually to acceptance.
As the years passed, 随着岁月的流逝 my understanding of the disease grew. 我对这个病的理解呢，开始加深了。My despondency 新单词来 despondency 就是我的那种沮丧的感觉，沮丧无力 turned first to anger 首先变成了愤怒啊，觉得自己怎么为什么是我的奶奶得这样的病呢
Yeah, she first became angry then she felt resignation
就是哎呀认命了
Yeah, it's like an attitude of someone who accepts that something unpleasant must happen, that it cannot be changed.
我们对生命中很多无能为力的事情都有这样的一种情感转变的过程。首先是愤怒首先是无能为力
Yeah.
然后是愤怒最后认命最后是什么 Eventually acceptance 也就接受了
Yeah, it's usually the case when something bad happens, right? First you get angry, then you get sad, and then you get more angry, and then you gradually accept things.
Though the disease was destined to slowly eat away at my grandmother. 啊，这个短语也太形象了。Eat away, 慢慢的吃掉，你想想。
Yeah, like it's a very poetic way of describing what a disease does to someone.
就是慢慢的消耗掉蚕食掉啊，我的这个祖母的生命这个 be destined to do something 呢，就是注定要做什么事情你躲不了的
Yeah, if something is destined to do something then this thing is certain to happen like there, it's certain to happen in the future
因为这个病呢注定要慢慢的消耗掉我奶奶的生命 There were ways to help slow its progress还是有一些方法来帮助减缓这个过程 slow its progress 包括像 counting of beans 数豆子这样的一种人为的干涉吧
Every night the two of us would sit together and chat while my grandmother would count
好我们来看这个数豆子是怎么一回事哈，是每天晚上呢 the two of us would sit together我俩呢就会坐在一起然后就聊天 chat while my grandmother would count 然后一边呢祖母就开始数着豆子她数因为可以锻炼你的大脑的一个反应能力
Yeah, the exercise had a dual effect it helped to keep her mentally sharp but also provided a chance for us to grow closer
好这里有个短语叫 dual effect dual 就是双重的 dual effect 有双重的效果
Yeah, if something has a dual effect this thing has two results that exist at the same time Well, this counting of the beans is like very useful for grandma because she can keep her brain active she can activate her brains and keep her brain sharp and well at the same time it's verycozy, right? To sit down with your grandma every night, have a cup of tea, and just chat and just count the beans, like a sort of ritual you and her only have together.
Help to keep her mentally sharp. Mentally, 思维上的 sharp, 这里的 sharp 指的就是什么呢？敏捷，思维的敏捷。
Yeah, if someone is mentally sharp, then this person doesn't have any distractions in their mind. It's very, like, can think very clear.
这是一方面的功效。那么另一方面的功效呢，就是 provided a chance for us to grow closer. 给我们俩提供了一个呢，彼此能够更加亲密的机会。你看，陪着奶奶聊聊天呢，说说话呀，花点时间跟她在一起啊 ，spending time with her， 这就是
help or provide a chance for us to grow closer，
变得更加亲密了。看来这个孙女儿对奶奶是很有感情的，啊，
yeah.
很依恋她的。
They had a great relationship, I guess. Gradually, however.Her counting became slower.
啊，令人遗憾的事情还是发生了哈，逐渐的，她数豆豆的这个速度呢，开始变慢了。
And she would lose track of things more easily.
More easily 就是更容易的啊，英文当中的方式呢都放在最后。Lose track of things 就是什么事情的正常的轨道她丢掉了，
yeah.
这是什么意思啊？
If you lose track of things, you don't know any longer where someone or something is or what is happening around you. You're just super confused suddenly. You don't know where you are. You don't know who people around you are. That is lose track of things.
就是思维一下子就跟不上了、啊
yeah.
就脱轨了脱离正常的轨道了哎，突然一下就不知道自己在干嘛了
yeah,
或者是更容易数错了
as if you wake up from a very deep sleep you think huh where am I I was in a dream like just now but where am I now who are you
对朱一导这个例子举得很好就是大家经常疲倦的时候做了一个很深沉的梦
yeah
犹如在梦境突然间醒来的时候那一瞬间 lose track of things 找不着北不知道自己身在何处的感觉
While at night, we would count beans. In the day, I immersed myself in studies of the sciences, especially biology.
到晚上呢，我们当然还是在数豆子了。但是在白天的时候，我就 immerse myself in. Immerse oneself in 是短语，大家记下来，把某人沉浸在什么当中。沉浸在 study of science 科学研究当中啊，他白天就开始做科学研究了，尤其是 biology 生物学。
My earlier feelings of hopelessness gave way to optimism.
我起初那样的一些感觉，那样的一些 hopelessness 绝望的感觉呢，慢慢的 gave way to optimism， 就给乐观情绪呢让路了。Gave way to 又是一个比较文学化的语言
Yeah, this sentence actually means that my earlier feelings of hopelessness were replaced by optimism
哎 replaced by 被什么代替、yeah. 也就是字面意思给什么让路了就被乐观的情绪呢所取代了啊，因为我知道一些这方面的知识了
Yeah, she became a little happier
哎，稍微高兴了一些 Advances in genetic engineeringGenetic engineering, 基因工程。基因工程方面的 advances, 进步和发展。Offer the possibility, 提供了这样的可能性。
That one day, those like my grandmother could be cured.
有一天,那些像我的祖母这样的人们可以被 cured, 治愈的。
Or prevented from developing Alzheimer's in the first place.
或者是呢,让他们啊阻止他们防止他们 in the first place 在一开始就 develop 患上 Alzheimer's 这种疾病
yeah so she starts studying biology and like especially like gene engineering and then she finds out that maybe one day in the future they can find a cure for Alzheimer's and as well like help people prevent from developing Alzheimer's in the first place. That's great.
所以这种疾病的未来呢其实是有曙光的。一来呢可以防患于未然。要开始得病的时候呢可就给你防止制止了。另外呢就算是得上也可以被治愈的。所以未来有曙光。
Yeah, so this gives her hope.
好来听第二段。
Seeing my grandmother slip away motivated me to take honors biology courses and participate in extracurricular experiments in high school to learn more about cells, the nervous system, and how genetic information determines the structure of proteins. Preparing for the 2016 iGEM competition led me to learn more about gene editing techniques and research in my free time helped me to better understand how our knowledge of chronic aging diseases has grown in the past decade. Gradually, I began to see new possibilities for preventing the onset of diseases like Alzheimer's. Nowadays,My grandmother cannot count beans anymore. She doesn't recognize me at all. Once, she used to tell me stories, and I confided in her all my problems. Now, I'm just a stranger to her. Sometimes I wonder about other families sitting together out there, counting beans. One day, I want to contribute to a future where no child has to watch their grandmother count the time they have left together.
好，这就是第二部分故事了哈。Seeing my grandmother， 哎呀，又来了一个特别好的短语
，slip away。
你看，刚才第一段我们遇到了 drift away，
yeah，
啊 ，slip away 也是偷偷溜走嘛，是不是
？Yeah， it's a little bit more severe than drift away. Like if a person slips away, that means that this person is changing so much in her behavior or in how she looks like that this person's spirit and character seem to disappear.
这种悄悄溜走是指一个人的那种精神的状态
yeah,
他的神智
the whole character or spirit of a person like what makes a person if that slips away that person just becomesLike a ghost, like, it's only a body. And like, no, they don't recognize you, like they just live, but that's where it ends.
不知道大家有没有看见过得阿兹海默症的老年人啊，他们这个意识呢是逐渐的失去的。
Yeah.
到了后期严重的时候呢，你站在他面前，他都不认识你是他的亲人了。
Yeah. When I was a student, I, did cleaning at older people's houses, and there were usually also a lot of people with Alzheimer's there, and every day I had to like kind of come there and like say, hello, my name is Judy, because they wouldn't recognize me. And like an hour later, they would sit tell me like,Hey, who are you? Why are you cleaning my house? They were super confused. It was like, I had to explain again that, you know, I'm Judy and I'm cleaning the house. It's very, very, like, yeah, tragic.
好，就是这样的一种病。你想啊，你跟你的奶奶关系很好，是吧？
Yeah.
但是她呢，虽然有一天她还活着，但是她跟你呢已经没有联系了。他跟你没有连接了。
Yeah, imagine you are in this situation. Maybe you are even like that you and your grandma, like you know who your grandma is, but she doesn't know who you are anymore.
对，你跟他对他有感情，但是他已经对你没有感情了。这种时候连接就失去了。所以呢，这种状态叫 slip away 啊，渐渐的就跟你，他就丢失了他的意识，丢失了跟你的这种感情的连接。就是见到他的这种状况 motivated me 他激励了我
to take honors biology courses、
啊、去学一门什么样的课呢
yeah honors courses well honors courses are a little bit more difficult than normal university courses it's are like courses where you learn a little extra a little bit more than you have to
嗯，这种学习叫 honors biology courses， 它比一般的生物学的课程呢要稍微的难一些，就激励了我去学这样的 honors biology courses，
and participate in extracurricular experiments in high school，
同时呢也参与 participate， 参与什么呢 extracurricular experiments 课外的。 curriculum 是课堂的 extra 外的 extracurricular 就是课外的实验 in high school 啊，在高中呢就开始去参加那些课外实验，从此我有了动力，因为想更多的了解这个病。
To learn more about cells, the nervous system, and how genetic information determines the structure of proteins.
去更多的了解细胞 cells, the nervous system, 神经系统，以及 how genetic information, 基因的这些信息，遗传的信息，是如何 determines, 决定The structure of proteins, 决定蛋白质的结构的。你看，这些都是生物学上的一些作用。
Yeah, these are all like very biological terms, but what this whole passage actually means is that she got more and more understanding of the disease Alzheimer and also how to prevent it and how to cure it.
这就像是比如说一家人里面有一个亲人得了某种疑难杂症，完了这个家里的人都成了这方面的专家、
yeah.
大家都去研究这方面的病，是吧？他也是这样，他就开始去研究这些。
Preparing for the 2016 IDM competition led me to learn more about gene editing techniques, and research in my free time helped me to better understand how our knowledge of chronic aging diseases has grown in the past decade.
你看他还参加了2016年的这个 IGM competition, 这个就是国际遗传工程机器大赛、
yeah.
或者叫做国际基因工程机器大赛。
Yeah, the International Genetically Engineered Machine Competition.
大家知道它简称就好了哈。
Yeah.
说参加这个比赛呢，让我，这是一个大拙语啊，动词是 led me to, 让我能够 learn more, 了解更多关于 gene editing techniques。Editing techniques 就是基因编辑技术。
Yeah, gene editing is like a type of genetic engineering where they do things to change DNA, like the things that can determine that we are who we are.
就是看你的 DNA 能不能够被重新编辑和改变。
Yeah.
让我更多的了解到了关于 gene editing 的 techniques 这方面的技术。同时呢 ,research in my free time, 在我闲暇时候的这些研究也让我帮助了我 better understand, 更好的了解 how our knowledge of
chronic aging diseases,
chronic aging diseases, 慢性衰老疾病。我们对于慢性衰老疾病的了解是如何 growing 增长的 in the past decades, 在过去这样的一些年代十年来呢，我们对于慢性衰老疾病知识方面是如何增长的这个认识啊。
Gradually, I began to see new possibilities for preventing the onset of diseases like Alzheimer's.
经过这样的广泛的学习和刻苦努力的求知呢，我是逐渐的开始看到了新的 possibilities, 新的可能性。什么可能性呢？ For preventing, 好了，来了， preventing 就是预防。 The onset of, onset 本来意思是开始，但是它也是一个 medical term、
yeah.
医学术语，表示发病。
Yeah, the onset of a disease is the beginning of a disease, like the first symptoms of a disease.
对， onset of disease 就是什么疾病的发病。比如说像阿兹海默症这样疾病的发病呢，哎，我也发现了有预防它们的可能性。大家现在对这个医学的进展还是比较关注哈。我看到聊天室当中 JF 说换头手术都有了，没错，就是这个周末的消息看到了吧，好像是中国是哈尔滨医学院吧，好像是来主持操刀的哈，这个换头手术还是不错的哈，已经是初步的实现了，所以现在这个医学的发展日新月异。
NowadaysMy grandmother cannot count beans anymore. She doesn't recognize me at all. Once, she used to tell me stories and I confided in her all my problems.
好，我们来看现在呢， nowadays, 现在我的祖母啊，已经再也不能数豆子了，已经失去这方面的能力了。Can't count beans anymore. 她甚至都不认识我了。 doesn't recognize me at all. 这是非常令人悲伤的事情。
Yeah, like it's a very tragic, like, experience to have, I guess.
你等于你就已经失去这个人了，因为他跟你已经没有互动了，啊，没有反应了，他只是活在那儿。Once,
she used to tell me stories.And I confided in her all my problems.
看，曾经呢，你看曾经跟奶奶是多么的亲密哈。她呢给我讲故事，我呢 confided in her. 好，这个短语我们要学一下，注意听哦。Confide in somebody something， 向某人吐露、袒露、倾诉什么事情。
Yeah, if you confide something in someone, you tell someone something private or very secret.
哎，就是私下的这种亲密的倾诉。啊，这个短语也用得很好。好，我向他倾诉我的故事啊，他给我讲故事啊，哎，这种祖孙之间的关系就很融洽嘛。
Now I am a stranger to her.
现在我对他来讲就是一个陌生人了。
Sometimes I wonder about other families sitting together out there.
有的时候呢，我也在想啊，我脑中呢也会浮现这样一幅画面，就是别的家庭有那么一家子人。大家坐在一起开始数着豆子
counting beans. One day I want to contribute to a future where no child has to watch their grandmother count the time they have left together.
当我脑海中浮现这样一幅画面的时候，我总是在想，总有一天我也想有所贡献， contribute to the future， 我想对未来有所贡献。什么样的未来呢？这个世界上不要再有孩子不得不看着自己的祖母数着与他们共度的时光。
Yeah, it's a very tragic story, right? Like, but it's inspiring too. It inspires us in the way that it tells us that we should keep working for a better future for the generations after us. That like, if you really like want to achieve something, you should use your heart. That you should learnlearn from the problems of other people and like should be motivated to prevent them from happening.
这个故事呢不仅是向我们表达了一种祖孙之间的感情啊，更多它传递了一种作为年轻人来说啊，看到这个老一辈上一辈他们所遭受的苦难或者是他们承受的问题，我们应该有一种 responsibility.
Yeah.
有一种责任感来去为这些问题做点什么，来为我们的明天做点什么，来为未来做点什么。这个年轻人啊，自己就有了一种自觉的责任感，既是对上一代人的责任感，也是对于未来的、对社会的一种责任感 ，responsibility.
Yeah, she takes great responsibility in this way. Like, she's also in a good position. Like, she's in a situation that she still has to.Choose her studies, etc. And like she's so motivated by her grandma's disease to like to in the future prevent these things from happening.
对
，That's great.
好，刚才大家都在讨论这个换头的事儿哈。但是你看一下这个消息，他现在不是在活人身上换头成功的，还不可能一开始就用活人来做手术。大家可以了解一下。好，接下来我们进入到第二个故事，关于。Wooden balls 这个木碗，这个故事呢好像听上去更 tragic 一点。
Yeah, it's a little bit more tragic even.
哎呀，我们说这个不孝子啊是哪个国家都有。
Yeah,
你看看听听这个故事。
Wooden balls. A frail man lived together with his son, his daughter-in-law, and his four-year-old grandson. His eyes were blurry, his hands trembled, and his step faltered.The family would eat together nightly at the dinner table, but the elderly grandfather's shaky hands and failing sight made eating rather difficult for him. Peas rolled off his spoon and dropped on the floor. When he grasped his glass of milk, it often spilled clumsily on the tablecloth. With this happening almost every night, the son and daughter-in-law became irritated by the mess he made. We must do something about grandfather.said the son. I've had enough of his milk spilling, noisy eating, and food on the floor. The daughter-in-law agreed. So the couple set up a small table in the corner. There, grandfather ate alone, while the rest of the family enjoyed their dinner at the dinner table. Since grandfather had broken a dish or two, his food was served in wooden bowls. Sometimes, when the family glanced in grandfather's direction, he had a tear in his eye as he ate alone. Still, the only words the couple had for him were sharp admonitions when he dropped a fork or spilled the food. The four-year-old watched it all in silence.
这是第二段的第一段。这个故事里面有很多关于老年人的那种行为姿态的描写啊，那种颤颤巍巍的那种笨拙的啊，那种行为状态。我们来看一下有哪些精彩的词语。
A frail old man lived together with his son.
来了 ,frail, 认识这单词吗
?Yeah, well, someone is frail, someone is very weak and very unstable.
看啊聊天室大家把这个单词刷起来啊，哪些不知道的单词都得学，课堂上抓紧学。F-R-A-I-L, frail, 体弱多病的虚弱的。一个体弱多病的老人和他的
son,
儿子。
His daughter-in-law.
来儿媳妇 daughter-in-law.、啊、这是外国人表达这种、
yeah.
这种婚姻关系的很奇怪的一种也很有意思的一种表达法。
Well, for us, it's also like the opposite, like all your terms in Chinese for like cousins or nephews or nieces or, yeah, daughter-in-law, that is like the wife of your son. We call that daughter-in-law.
法律上的女儿其实就是儿媳对吧儿媳妇还有就是
and his four-year-old grandson
四岁的小孙子生活在一起
his eyes were blurry
你看他的眼睛用了 blurry 这个单词哎呀模模糊糊的看不清楚东西
his hands trembled
他的手 trembled 着不停地颤抖着
and his step faltered
他的脚步呢是 faltered 是什么蹒跚步履蹒跚就是 faltered 随时随地可能看上就要摔倒的样子看三个单词、
yeah.
啊、眼睛手和脚栩栩如生地刻画出了一个体弱多病老年人的形象
The family would eat together nightly at the dinner table
说这个一到晚上呢这一家子啊就会 eat together 一块儿在餐桌上吃饭 at the dinner table、啊、靠在桌边吃饭
But the elderly grandfather's shaky hands and failing sight made eating rather difficult for him.
但是这个老年人啊他的什么呢 shaky hands, 颤颤巍巍的那个双手啊和他的这什么 failing sight,、
yeah.
failing, 逐渐变差的视力。
Yeah, like someone with failing sight cannot see very clearly anymore.Like if someone has good sight, then someone has very good eyes, then they can see very well. But with failing sight, that is a person who really cannot see so well.
人在年轻的时候啊，你是明白不了，手颤颤巍巍啊，脚站不稳啊，眼睛看不清楚，耳朵听不清啊，是什么样的感觉啊？你只能看大致，好像觉得挺麻烦的，挺笨重的，但是你不明白那种感觉。他的这种状态，手也抖。啊，视力也差 ，made eating rather difficult for him， 就让他吃起饭来啊，相当的困难。
Peas rolled off his spoon and dropped on the floor。
这短语形象 rolled off， 滚落，豆子豌豆从他的勺上滚落下来，然后 dropped on the floor， 掉在地上。
When he grasped his glass of milk。It often spilled clumsily on the tablecloth.
这是一种什么情景?
Well, when he was reaching for his glass of milk, grasped his glass of milk, it spilled. That means that it accidentally fell out of the glass on the floor. Clumsily, in a clumsy way, like as if that person is a little bit...stupid, or like just not paying attention enough. That is clumsily.
对，你看那个手吧，抖抖抖抖抖抖抖啊，拿着这个豌豆吃也拿不稳，啪一下就掉下来了。好，拿牛奶的时候呢 ，spilled 就是洒 ，clumsily 笨拙的就洒在了 tablecloth 桌布上，也是拿着抖抖抖抖抖的抖，就这样抖着吃啊，吃也吃不到呢，结果都洒在外面了，弄脏了。
With this happening almost every night. The son and daughter-in-law became irritated by the mess he made.
你看 with this happening almost every night. 这样的事情啊基本上是每天晚上都会发生了。
Yeah.
儿子呢跟这个儿媳妇呢终于是 became irritated. 哎呀就激怒了。
Yeah, when someone is irritated, this person is very annoyed by something.
非常的激怒啊，很烦。By the mess he made, 就被他搞糟的这搞的这一团糟吧，就激怒了。
We must do something about grandfather, said the son.
好，儿子就说，哎，我们必须得对他做点什么了。
I've had enough of his milk spilling, noisy eating, and food on the floor.
I've had enough of something, 这也是一个有趣的短语。它的意思就是说我已经受够了什么。通常后面呢要用 of 来连接。我已经受够了它的第一
,milk spilling,
撒牛奶
,noisy eating,
吃东西发出那种嘈杂的声音
,and food on the floor,
还有食物掉在地板上。这些事情我忍无可忍了。
The daughter-in-law agreed.
儿媳妇同意了。
So, the couple set up a small table in the corner.
所以这对夫妻呢就 set up, 我们就说 set up 就是搭建。搭建就弄了一个小小的桌子在角落里。看来要跟这个老年人分餐而食了分桌而食。
There, grandfather ate alone, while the rest of the family enjoyed their dinner at the dinner table.
就这么公然的把老年人放在角落里吃饭了。Yeah. There, grandfather ate alone. 就打那以后呢，爷爷就开始独自一人在小桌子上吃饭。
Since grandfather had broken a dish or two, his food was served in wooden bowls.
当然了 ，the rest of the family， 其余的家人呢，仍然是在这个 dinner table 上用餐。自打这个爷爷呢 ，broken a dish or two， 打破了一两个盘子以后呢。
Yeah,
他的这个食物碗就已经 was served, 被改在 wooden bowls, 木碗里盛饭了。
Yeah, because a wooden bowl cannot break very quickly, right? So that's why they gave him a wooden bowl, just like an animal bowl.
就是减少麻烦。诶，小动物就是用塑料碗吃饭嘛。
Yeah. Sometimes when the family glanced in grandfather's direction,He had a tear in his eye as he ate alone.
有的时候呢，大桌上的人吃着饭，吃着吃着，就向角落里瞟一眼，叫 glanced in grandfather's direction， 就发现他的眼里啊含着泪水。He had a tear in his eyes as he ate alone. 啊，孤零零的在墙角吃饭，觉得自己呢老不中用了，已经被这个家庭呢所抛弃了。
Still, the only words the couple had for him.Were sharp admonitions when he dropped a fork or spilled food.
而仍然，这对夫妇呢，对他说的话呢 ，the only words the couple had for him， 还是那些很尖锐的 sharp。这里又来了 sharp 了，变成了尖锐了。好，什么叫
admonitions
就是那种告诫
that are warnings about someone's behavior and when they're very sharp that means that the person who makes the admonitions is very irritated by the person that he makes the admonitions to
就尽管如此他们对这个老人说的话呢还是那种非常尖锐的告诫就是说哎，你别把那叉子掉地上啊
yeah like don't do that don't drop your fork on the floor oh you're such an idiot you spilled food again
对呀、啊就是那种 when he drop a fork 当他把叉子掉在地上或者是 spilled food 把饭菜溅出来的时候呢就在这个时候才跟他说两句话说哎，小心别把饭又洒了啊
The four-year-old watched it all in silence
只有这个四岁的小男孩默默地看着这一切 watched it all in silence 没说话一切都看在眼里人小但是啥都知道好第二段
One evening, before supper, the father noticed his son playing with wood scraps on the floor. He asked the child sweetly, What are you making? Just as sweetly, the boy replied, Oh, I'm making a little bowl for you and mama to eat your food when I'm grown up. The four-year-old smiled and went back to work. These words struck the parents so much that they were speechless. Tears streamed down their cheeks. though no words were spoken, they both knew what had to be done. That evening, the husband took grandfather's hand and gently led him back to the family table. For the remainder of his days, grandfather ate every meal with the family, and for some reason, neither his son nor his daughter-in-law seemed to care any longer when a fork was dropped, milk was spilled, or the tablecloth was soiled.
像家里的人这么对待老人的话，你一个外人，你还不可能对他们说什么。
Yeah.
你也不能说你这样做的对或者不对。人家的家事，你有什么权利可以干涉呢？
Yeah, it has to come from within the family, such as here.
Hey.
One evening, before supper, the father noticed his son playing with wood scraps on the floor.
改变只能从内部发生。有一天晚上啊，吃饭之前呢，爸爸就发现了，哎，小朋友呢正在玩着一些 wood scraps 木头的碎片 on the floor 在地板上玩着呢。
He asked the child sweetly, "What are you making?"
他温柔的就问小朋友说，你在做什么呀？
Just as sweetly, the boy replied, "Oh, I'm making a little bowl for you and Mama to eat your food from when I'm a grown up."
哎，这个小朋友也是同样温柔地回答到说 Just as sweetly the boy replied, Oh, I'm making a little bowl for you and Mama to eat your food from. 我正在为你和妈妈做一个小碗啊。当我长大的时候，就给你们盛饭菜用。Eat your food from, 就是你们要用这个碗来吃饭。
The four-year-old smiled and went back to work.
然后这个四岁的小孩就微笑着回到了自己的那个工作当中，继续来做他的碗。
Yeah, it's very like he now shows his parents like, later when you guys are old, I'm going to treat you the same way you treat grandfather.
对呀，你们现在让我看见的，我会效仿的，你们就是榜样，你们让爷爷吃木碗，以后我也会让你们来用木碗吃饭。
These words struck the parents so much that they were speechless.
好，这个单词用得特别好 ,struck, 就像闪电一样哈。
Yeah, they were very touched and very like, yeah, as if something hit them.
劈头盖脸的砸过来，就一下就警醒了，就 struck 了，非常的震惊，这个单词。就让父母们感到非常的震惊，以至于 speechless, 无言以对啊。
Tears streamed down their cheeks.
哦，这个 stream 像什么水流一样的就流下来。
Yeah, just like water that is flowing, that's flew over their cheeks.
啊，咱们写作文的同学们可以用上这个词 ，tears stream down their cheeks, cheek 脸庞，眼泪顺着他们的脸庞就流淌下来了。
Though no words were spoken,
虽然什么话都没有被说
，they both knew what had to be done.
他们都知道。要去做点什么了 What had to be done 必须要去做什么了
That evening The husband took grandfather's hand And gently led him back to the family table
就在那天晚上这个丈夫呢孩子的爸爸呢就拉着爷爷的手啊 Took grandfather's hand Gently led him back to the family table 缓缓的温柔的把他带回到一家人共进晚餐的餐桌上
For the remainder of his days, grandfather ate every meal with the family.
Remainder of one's days.
Well, the remainder of one's days is like the rest of someone's life after something has finished.
就是 remainder 的意思，这词特好，就是余下的。
Yeah, for the rest of his life.
在爷爷的余生里，他都一直和家人一起共进每一餐 ate every meal with the family.
And for some reason, neither his son nor his daughter-in-law seemed to care any longer when a fork was dropped, milk was spilled, or the tablecloth was soiled.
这里的 for some reason 挺有意思的哈。
Yeah.
或者是不直说了
It's a sarcastic like way of saying like And because of what the four-year-old had said
一个比较讽刺的说法哎呀出于某种原因吧他的儿子也好他的儿媳妇也好再也不在意他是不是把叉子掉落在地上啊将牛奶弄洒了呀或者是把桌布弄脏了呀他们家的小朋友 以一个非常委婉的方式教训了下自己的父母。
Yeah, he taught his parents to take care of grandfather, like we should take care of old people and treat them with respect, because one day you will be old and you would want to be treated in a kind and respectful way too. Everyone deserves that, no matter what age.
有时候教育就是你要做给他看，你爸爸妈妈把这个做给孩子看，孩子把这个做给父母看，他就明白了呀。
Yeah, like,
教育就是这样，我做给例子给你看，你不就明白了吗？
Especially like when you have a young kid and you like you treat other people bad, that kid will copy your behavior and one day will turn against you.
所以这个小男孩非常聪明。
Yeah,
大家在聊天室当中说机警如他，这才是好人。哈哈，有的人还说活该。说什么，哎呀，这个家庭里的事儿吧，你看我们现在这个社会上经常也能看到或者是听到很多啊对老人不尊敬的事情啊。
Yeah,
是不是？
Yeah, it happens a lot that older people get discriminated when they are a little bit slower in processing things, in like for example in the supermarket when they go to the cashier and they want to buy something, it takes a little longer for them to get the money out, etc. And some people, they just need to make a remark saying, hey, hurry up, oh, you're so slow, those mean things. Well,those people don't choose to be old. Becoming old is a process. Like, everyone goes through it, and there's no escape. So why do people, like, discriminate old people so much? I don't know.
这样的故事呢，这两个故事还是比较触动人心的啊。
Yeah.
都，你看这第一个故事，它是一个 real story, real life story, 真实的故事。小女孩为了她的奶奶啊，要学习攻克这个病症。非常的励志。第二个故事呢，也是发生在很多的家庭当中。
Yeah, this happens a lot, actually.
所以这也给我们提供了一个方式，如果以后你看到你的长辈对长辈的长辈不敬的话，可能也可以聪明的采取一些方法。
Yeah, like,
来提醒一下，委婉的提醒一下他们。
Hopefully you learn from both of these stories that old people need to be respected and that we should try our best to, like, to find solutions for them to make life a little bit better.
哎，我们这个节目里很多的故事呢，都有一些核心的一些宗旨，比如说你能够怎么样去更多的关切他人，而不是仅仅的关切自己。啊，我这个漂不漂亮啊，是吧？我挣了多少钱呢？我的生活过得好不好啊？我有没有获得一点什么利益呀？啊，不要什么不要你不要损害我的利益啊，什么之类的，多多的去关心一下别人，小朋友啊，哎，小动物啊。老年人啊。
Yeah, of course it's not only like about old people that you have to respect old people alone or like treat old people alone good. No, of course not. Treat everyone in a similar way as you would like to be treated yourself.
对，核心也还是你希望自己怎么被对待，你怎么去对待别人，是不是？
Yeah.
哎，今天这两个故事呢还是很有意思的啊。这第一个叫做那个病症，大家一定要知道，叫 Alzheimer。
Yeah, Alzheimer, like I never, like my grandparents personally never struggled with Alzheimer before, but I have seen many cases of people having Alzheimer, and then usually the family also doesn't really pay a lot of like visits to them when they're in an elderly home, because it's very painful to see your parents like go like fade away in that way, right? But it isas important to keep on like having attention for these people, that they are not forgotten.
所以这个关心他人呢，也是作为一个人来讲啊，你要发展的一种很重要的能力，因为你不是单独活在这个世界上的，你要去关心他人，在这个过程当中你可以发展你自己。
Yeah, like you're not alone in this world and we have to do it all togetherSo, like, try your best and make something out of it.
大家对这个故事好像还有挺多想要说的哈。好，大家一会儿节目完了以后呢，把什么想要说的、什么感触呢，都发到我微信上来。
Yeah, let us know.
今天 Nick 老师又为大家准备了小视频的，一会儿在公众号上啊，六点钟的时候，六七点钟我们要推送，大家记者去看，读去收音频，然后呢学习中英对照的全文本。好了，今天的故事就是这样，谢谢 Judy 老师。
Thank you all for listening.